You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Good morning. The world is a drama staged in a dream. Guru Nanak Ji had said this. We recall it as the country celebrates his 550th birthday, also called Guru Purb, and we wish you all a happy Guru Nanak Jayanti. It is 23rd November 2018, and if Ram Madhav, BJP General Secretary, staunch RSS leader, had any dreams, the drama that unfolded in Jammu and Kashmir shattered them so bad that he had to eat crow twice within 24 hours. Well, the thick moustache was so rattled by having got outmaneuvered that he did what any bigoted right-winger in India does, blame Pakistan. And not just that, for this ilk, since all Indian Muslims take instructions from Pakistan, and if you happen to be a Kashmiri, you're closer to the enemy target, and if you're Mehbooba Mufti and Umar Abdullah, and you have just rattled the daylights out of Ram Madhav, BJP and RSS, then of course only Pakistan could have done it. BJP's General Secretary Ram Madhav, the parties in charge of affairs for Jammu and Kashmir, made the sensational claim that PDP and the NC had instructions from across the border to come together and form the government. I wonder if the same instructions were given to PDP when they were in alliance with the BJP. Well, anyway, Abdullah immediately objected to the grave allegation in a strongly worded tweet and asked Madhav to prove the allegation or be man enough to apologize. Quote, "You have RAW, NIA and IB at your command. CBI too is your parrot. So have the guts to place evidence in the public domain. Don't practice shoot and scoot politics," he wrote in a direct reply to the BJP. Well, in a major embarrassment for the Bharatiya Janata Party, its Jammu and Kashmir in charge Ram Madhav was then forced to retract his statement. Well, it was a day of some rare things happening. If Ram Madhav eating crow was one, then in a rare move in parliamentary history, BJP's MP from Godhat constituency in Jharkhand, Nishikant Dubey, submitted a privilege notice to the Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan against the chairman of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Finance, M. Virappa Moili. Dubey is also a member of the committee. Dubey, in his notice, has charged Moili, a veteran Congress leader, of allegedly breaching rules governing parliamentary committees by posting details of the proceedings of the committee on the microblogging site Twitter. So what were these details that got leaked out and have rattled BJP a bit? Well, of course, a report on demonetization. Well, 2 years after demonetization, the Union Agriculture Ministry has admitted that the farmers were badly hit by the note ban. The farmers, particularly the smaller ones, depend on cash for the purchase of seeds and fertilizers. In a meeting of the Standing Committee of the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Agriculture acknowledged that due to the lack of cash, millions of farmers were unable to purchase seeds and fertilizers ahead of the Rabi season, and this includes the seeds that were given by the government. All these notices and reports are okay, but I hope the government has noticed the joblessness. I know BJP won't. They have an army of their own deployed in Ayodhya and on the internet. But what about people who actually went to school, college and got a degree which isn't fake? In case you missed it, because you know you might be reading the National Dailies, three friends have died and another one was injured after they jumped before a moving train in a suspected suicide pact in Rajasthan's Alwar district. According to the police, primary probe revealed that they were depressed due to unemployment. Well, okay, it's Friday. Things are getting a bit dark around here. So we head to our neighbor Pakistan, and it's Sartaj Imran Khan, no stranger to women fans fawning over him. And if this video is to any proof, not much has changed now that he is the Prime Minister of Pakistan. Imran, who had been on a two-day visit to Malaysia recently, was pleasantly surprised to find a 90-year-old fan in none other than the Malaysian First Lady, Siti Hasma Muhammad Ali. The nonagenarian displayed almost schoolgirl-like candor when during a photo op with Khan and her husband, the Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir bin Mohamad, she asked the former Pakistan cricketer if she could pose holding his hand. Of course, Imran Khan said sure. Well, in other news from international territories, militants have killed around 100 Nigerian soldiers in an attack on an army base on Sunday, according to the security sources, blaming Islamic State of West Africa. The toll is among the highest since President Muhammadu Buhari came to power in 2015. Well, and that's not the end of terrible news. The next one has become quite a story, like an episode of Black Mirror in Norway. Posing online as a girl named Sandra, a Norwegian man duped hundreds of minor boys into sex acts with promises of sweets, nude pictures, or iPhones, according to the charge sheet in the country's biggest ever sex abuse case. For years, the now 26-year-old suspect manipulated the boys into committing sex acts online and then threatened to expose them if they did not carry on. Well, it is the biggest case of sexual abuse in Norway to date. The prosecution has stated, with the number of victims so vast, 460 in total, that a third had to be left off the charge sheet to keep the case manageable. Well, we will just stop with the news for today and this week. And be more like Snoop Dogg and not like Donald Trump. While Snoop thanked himself for all the fight he put to get to a stage where he got to be part of Hollywood Walk of Fame. But Donald J. Trump, on the other hand, was out thanking himself too. When asked what he was thankful for this Thanksgiving, Trump cited his great family as well as himself. "I made a tremendous difference in this country," he said. Well, that's all that we have for you for today. We will be back on Monday and be with you during the week in darkness and in light. Thank you for listening and goodbye from takeapart.in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.